grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, our dear, dear, good shepherd. Cherish what you have. Cherish what you have. Be grateful to God for this chapel, for the beautiful harmony of your voices, for the opportunity to be with people who love you and care for you, for the good shepherd has called you into the flock to serve the flock. The word of the Lord that engages us this morning is that marvelous word from Acts chapter 4. After Peter and John get busted for healing a guy, and they come before the religious rulers and they make their case, and Peter says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given men by which we must be saved. My father was a big man, shorter, maybe 5'8", but big and stocky and tough. He was raised in a parsonage in a German Lutheran town called Almena, Wisconsin, mostly Russian German Lutherans, a particularly rough and tumble group. So my father was raised in a home that was loud and physical, and I was raised in a home that was loud. And being the ADD boy who couldn't sit still, my brother and I led my brother into trouble. And we were co-conspirators in most of the things that were coming down, and we got caught all the time. We were particularly bright or sneaky or treacherous. And my father would say, Andrew, Timothy, get to your rooms. And we did not tarry getting to our rooms. And we could hear him thunder down the hallway of the parsonage, 3697 Tyndall Boulevard, Flagstaff, Arizona, thundering in, us two boys, third grader and fifth grader, sitting on our little twin beds, about ready to see the parousia happen before our eyes. And he would ask that horrible question, who do you think you are? With tears running down our faces, not because of anything other than fear of punishment, we would say, I don't know who I am, but whoever you say, Dad, will be okay. In our text today from Acts chapter 4, the rulers have gathered together, Peter and John, after they've healed the cripple, and basically said, who do you think you are? They saw their whole system fading away, the economic system around the temple that made them rich, the political system around the temple that made them powerful. They saw that threatened in Peter and John. And everyone knew the cripple, everyone saw the cripple, and he was laughing and dancing and praising God. And silver and gold, they had none. But who do you think you are? Maybe Peter and John wish they would have stayed in that upper room or went back to fishing or done something a little bit more sedentary, something a little more safe, something a little bit easier, something that they were more comfortable with. Or maybe they knew that the Good Shepherd didn't want sedentary sheep or sedentary shepherds. For in Acts chapter 20, he comes down and pops into that room and he says, as the Father has sent me, so am I sending you. As the Father has sent me, so am I sending you. You'll be tested. You'll be tested in the days ahead, in the days to come. For you who are SEM4s, people in the next 3 months, 90 days, are going to come to you and say, Pastor. And SEM2s, we will say in a whole different voice, those of us who've had vicars will say, Vicar. And the temptation will be to be a sedentary shepherd, to think that the apex of your ministry is walking in at 9:30, getting a cup of coffee, sharing a little gemütlichkeit with your assistant or who's ever around, and turning on your computer to see what's going on in the world of the LCMS. You'll be tempted to reach out only to your own sheep, and let the sheep of the other pen go. They're a little more stinky. They're a little more headstrong. They don't follow. Clearly, they don't get it. They don't understand what we do and why we do it. But God is calling you to those other sheep as well. For how will they find that of which we sing if you don't shepherd them to those things? How will they find the green pastures, quiet waters, paths of righteousness? Who will lead them through the valley of the shadow? Who will show them the peace and comfort of the shepherd? Who will lead them to the goodness and the mercy of the good shepherd? Sedentary shepherds lead to lost sheep. And it seems that there's more of them than there are of us. So Peter and John heard the voice. Jesus popped into the room. As the Father has sent me, so am I sending you. As so. As the Father is sending me, so I am sending you. Now go. And somewhere between Matthew 28 and Acts 1 and Acts chapter 4, the Spirit comes down. And he writes his name in the hearts of those two fishermen, Peter and John. And they stand up, and the verse following the text says, the people were amazed that they were such ordinary, normal guys. Fish scales on their hands, big, thick fingers. But they remembered that Jesus promised that the Spirit would give them the words to say. And so in front of those powerful people, Peter says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven by which men must be saved. Saved. Saved from sin in the name. You are forgiven and reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ is written on you in your baptism. Not kinda, sorta, woulda, coulda, shoulda. It is written on your heart, and that forgiveness is delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we're so privileged to gather around the body and blood of Christ, to be in this place, to be gathered at this time, not a scary upper room, but this beautiful chapel, and the name of Christ is put on you yet again. Take and eat my body, take and drink my blood, remember my death. Forgiveness for the sheep in the blood of the shepherd. And salvation in the name of Jesus. A world that desperately wants to be named for this and named for that. And I know we have Bears fans and Packers fans and Detroit Lions fans and all sorts of fans and this and that. But there's only one name given by which we are saved. The name Jesus. So go. As the Father is sending me, so am I sending you. Go. Second year guys, you ready to go? Because you're going. They're happy to get you out of here. You are out of here. You're going to land in congregations from California to Florida, and you're going to come with a big smile on your face, and you're going to find out the power of the name of Jesus. So don't go in fear like a cowering sheep. Go with a reckless respect and a confidence that may not necessarily make you powerful or attractive. But go in the name of Jesus and in the strength of that name with the sense of wonder and adventure. And remember, it only lasts a year. You'll be back and you'll be okay. And where's our SEM4 guys? You ready to go, fellas? We need you. As the Father is sending me, so am I sending you. So go to your first call, not with a sense of fear, but as a joyful messenger of the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of the one who has called you to be his own. Go in the name of the good shepherd, in the name of the crucified one, in the name of the risen one, in the name of the one who heals cripples. Go in the name of he who calls you to ministry. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Who do you think you are? I always hated that question when my dad answered it. My dad was a good pastor. First the law and then the gospel. The gospel was sometimes given in a very physical manner. My mother's in Southern California. She would say, "Why do you always preach this?" I said, "Well, because if you didn't need to hear the law, I wouldn't have received so much law, you know." I remember sitting with my little brother, having been disciplined. And my father with his great big arms saying, "Come over here." He had my brother Andy on one side and me on the other. And he would not say the whole, "You know, this hurts me more than it hurts you." We knew that wasn't true. But he would say to us, "I do this because I love you. And I do this because I don't want you to forget who you are. Andrew, Timothy, vicar, pastor, professor, staff person. Who do you think you are?" Because the good shepherd puts his arms around you in this moment and says, "Remember, remember, you are mine. And I love you now and forever. In the name of Jesus, amen." Let's stand together and confess the Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.